first and third were outstanding. I thought we took our foot off the gas in the second. We didn't compete as well we should have, but that's all I'm going to say about that. I thought the third period, I thought we were outstanding. A really true team performance in the sense of team toughness, the ability to compete, and the ability to finish the goals and stay calm on the bench. So everything was very, very good in the third period. Really happy with the guys. The guys should be happy.
Bad-tempered third period. What did you make to some of the decisions in that third period?
I think it's all going to revolve around that incident at the end. I'll wait till Monday to make full comment on the Hendricks incident, but that's disgusting. There's no room for that in hockey.
Obviously, the Colonetti boarding as well.
Yeah, we'll have to look at it on video. It's difficult to see, but both officials said it wasn't a hit, so I don't know. We'll take a look at the video and go from there.
Is that something that you'll be calling for a review on? Or?
Well, I think it's that Hendricks anyways, so we'll wait and see. It comes out of the incident at the end. Again, that incident's disgusting. There's no room for that in hockey.
Ben O'Connor makes his debut for the Steelers tonight. Just thoughts on his performance?
I thought he played extremely well. In every area, I think he did well. Really happy for him. I thought he performed well. And, got a few points as a reward, so good to see for him.
What does he bring to the team?
I think a lot of skill, skating, his passing, and he can read the game really well. And then his power play ability is a huge plus for us.
How did the deal come about to bring him here? I understand he's only here for a short amount of time, but how did it come about?
It's one of those things. He fell out of work in Kazakhstan, and we had an opening, so it just made sense.
How long could he be here in Sheffield?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to him.
Pascal Morenze has missed the last 13 games with a concussion. How's he progressing?
He's actually progressing quite well. We're going to get him back on the ice, so hopefully soon he'll be back.
Obviously, kind of player safety is kind of paramount in these situations, but what process do you have to go through to get him back on the ice?
It's a long, drawn-out process. The communication between the doctors, the physios, and the chiropractors, and the list goes on. So it's very complicated, but we're all heading in the right direction. Pascal's doing whatever he can to get back on the ice.
Is that a concern? Obviously, a player that's been out for this amount of time with something like that, a concussion?
Of course it's a concern, but you just want him for his health and well-being first and foremost.
And then Cardiff again tomorrow night. What do you have to do to come away with the right result in that game?
We have to score one more goal than they do. It's a simple rink to play in the sense that your game has to simplify and just, we've got a good game plan going in there. I've got a lot of experience in that rink, so I know what it takes to win there.
Edinburgh on Wednesday night. What do you reckon ahead of that game? A team you've not faced yet?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Again, we haven't faced them. I haven't heard much about them. I know they're bigger, much more physical team, and they play with, that way. They're a much physical team and direct team than they have in years past. So who knows? Maybe we'll go take a look at them Tuesday night.